código para descargar el audio que acompaña el libro. Entra en baugantienda.com y hazte con él. English Grammar, de Baugan.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
¿Quieres aprender inglés desde la comodidad de tu hogar? Con las clases de videoconferencia de Baugan, nuestro método y los mejores profesores llegarán a tu casa, sea donde sea, para enseñarte de una manera más cómoda que nunca. Apúntate ahora a las clases de videoconferencia de Baugan. See you in class.
Estás escuchando.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Baugan Radio.
Vaughn Radio.
Everybody. Hello, friends. It is your friend Kyle here with the Drive Time Show. Ah, that's right. We have a lot to talk about. It is Friday afternoon. I hope you're in a good mood. You got that Friday feeling? Tino's got it. Tino says, yeah, eso sí. Ahora toca viernes. We are de viernes, as they say. We're in Friday mode, and we have a wonderful show for you. It's Black Friday as well. This is Black Friday. Contrary to what the media will tell you, Black Friday is not a season. No es una temporada que dura un mes. It is one day, and today is the Black Friday. I'll tell you what it is, what it really is. It's not about flat-screen TVs. Well, it kind of is. It became that way. But we'll talk about the origins of Black Friday. Also, we have some unfortunate news that is trending. In case you haven't heard, folks, there is a new COVID-19 variant. And you know the Drive Time Show, we are the ones, we give you the news first, right? We talk about COVID. We were talking about COVID before anyone else. It's true, Tino, right? Remember? We were the first ones in Spain. This is the first show in Spain regularly talking about COVID. We are the breakers of news on COVID. And we have to talk, unfortunately, about this new variant that is already imposing travel restrictions on a bunch of countries. So we'll tell you about that. But we have lots of grammar to talk about. Vamos a practicar el inglés un poco también, ¿no? Claro. We're going to work on our English pronunciation, grammar, questions from listeners. A lot to fit in, a lot to squeeze into today's Friday edition of the Drive Time Show. We have everything except time to waste, right? So let's jump right in. Come on in. The water's warm. Welcome. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller. Kyle Miller.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It's Friday. It's maybe my favorite day of the week. I love Fridays because the weekend is just around the corner. You can tie up some loose ends, get some work done. I know I did. I worked from home today. I was in my house all day, but I got a lot done. I'm satisfied with what I accomplished today, so that's good. But the day's not over, folks. We've got to jump into the Drive Time Show and work on our English. So let's start off the way we always do, como siempre, in the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. Warm-up gym.
All right, everybody, it is time for the warm-up gym. It's that part of the show where I give you a sentence in Spanish and you say it in English. Okay? So, I want you to say it out loud, right? En voz alta. Out loud. Okay, here we go. Lo siento, pero eso es la frase. ¿Eh? Estás engordando últimamente. Estás engordando últimamente. This is actually more difficult than people think. ¿Sabes cómo se dice eso en inglés? Okay. You've been gaining weight lately. But the thing that I find most interesting here is the you have been. You have been. Okay, because it's the present perfect. Anytime you're going to use últimamente, lately, recently, present perfect. It's going to be present perfect, right? You've been. You can't say, okay, so you say estás. You are. No, you've been. Has estado. It's like saying, has estado ganando peso. No, Tino, could you say that? Yeah. Has estado ganando peso últimamente. You've been gaining weight lately. Es la mujer más hermosa que jamás he visto. Jamás. Ya sabes. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Gracias.
She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. ¿Me la puedes presentar? Can you introduce me to her? Can you introduce? So to introduce, presentarse. Juan, this is María. María, Juan. To introduce. Right? People confuse this with introducir. Introducir, no sé, la moneda en la ranura. Put the coin in the slot. Put, you know, to put something in, to insert, introducir, but then to presentar a alguien, a otra persona, to introduce someone, okay? Quisiera presentarte a Juan. Quisiera presentarte a Juan. Quisiera, como me, que es como me gustaría, ¿no? Yeah. I'd like to introduce you to John. I'd like to. Yeah. I'd like to introduce you to John. Quisiera. Me gustaría. Me gustaría presentarte a Juan. I'd like to. I'd like to introduce you to John. Mm-hmm. Okay. ¿Qué quieres que le diga? Oye, ¿qué quieres que le diga? What do you want me to say to him? Hey, what do you want me to say to him? What do you want me to say to him? Him. Not a hin. Him. We have the same pronunciation for him as in himno. But himno nacional is actually not a hymn. It's an anthem. Anthem. The national anthem. A-N-T-H-E-M. But a hymn es un himno de la iglesia. Right? Do you say that? Himno de iglesia o algo así? When people, I don't know what you say. What do you say, Tino? When people are in church and they sing? Bueno, okay. Canciones de iglesia. So you're in the da-ba-da-do-da-da-da-da-da, and they're singing, right? Cantando en la iglesia. Hymn. That's a hymn. Hymn. H-Y-M-N. H-Y-M-N. It's strange. It's silent N, people. Hymn. But then you have H-I-M, him, él. She gave it to him. They sang a hymn for him. The hymn was for him. El himno era para él. The hymn was for him. But himno de iglesia, bueno, canción de iglesia, hymn. Himno nacional, anthem. A-N-T-H-E-M, anthem. The national anthem. There it is. There's my national anthem. This is the Canadian national anthem. There are two versions. Actually, there are a few different versions of this because there's a Canadian version and then there's a French version. Quand on va et une épopée. There's a French version. And then there's the mixed version that they often sing at sporting events. So you go to a hockey game, they'll play, at the start of every hockey game in Canada, they will play the national anthem. And people stand up and sing. Yeah. And then there is the bilingual version, which is played. Well, they'll sing the Canadian verse, the first verse in Canadian, then the second verse in French, and then they'll finish it up in English. Yeah. Anyway, little fun fact about Canada there. You can always learn something about Canada on the Drive Time Show, right, Tino? Ya sabes. Exactly. Okay, here we go. Let's try a couple more sentences, okay? No soporto madrugar. Es que no soporto madrugar, eh? I can't stand getting up early. No soporto. Bueno. I can't stand getting up early. No aguanto. Aguantar, soportar is the verb to stand. S-T-A-N-D. And it's always used in the negative. Aguantar pero negativo. No aguanto. I can't stand it. Tengo que aguantarlo. I have to put up with it. Strange, right? In affirmative, put up with. In the negative, stand. It's not a rule. That's not a rule. That's Kyle's personal observation. Right? There's no grammar book that says that. I'm telling you the way native English speakers usually use it, and if you approach that style, you will sound more natural. But stand is always negative. I can't stand it. There was a Lou Reed song called I Can't Stand It. Have you ever heard that song, Tino? That's a good one to look up, actually. I Can't Stand It by Lou Reed. Possibly the Velvet Underground, but I'm pretty sure it was Lou Reed. And it could be Velvet Underground, the band as well. I'm not sure. But maybe we could hear that on the way out. But anyway, and he goes, I can't stand it anymore. No aguanto más. To put up with, to deal with. Now, you can use all of those in the negative. You can use them all in the negative, but in the affirmative, you don't normally use stand as aguantar in the affirmative, okay? You don't say, I stand it. No, I'll have to stand it now. Nah, I'll have to put up with it. I'll have to tolerate it. Okay? ¿Te das cuenta de lo que me has hecho? Oye, ¿te das cuenta de lo que me has hecho? Do you realize what you've done to me? ¿Te das cuenta? Do you realize what you've done to me? ¿Cómo voy a salir de este lío? No sé. ¿Qué no sé? ¿Cómo voy a salir de este lío? How am I going to get out of this mess? How am I going to get out of this mess? Este lío. I don't know. ¿Tiene alguien alguna sugerencia? ¿Tiene alguien alguna sugerencia? Does anybody have, or does anyone have any suggestions? ¿Alguna sugerencia? Does anybody have any suggestions? Notice it's in the plural, any, and then a plural. If it's countable. Any suggestions? Do you have any water? Uncountable. Do you have any water? Do you have any books? You can't say, do you have any book? Do you have any pen? No. Do you have any pens? ¿Tienes bolígrafo? Do you have a pen? ¿Tienes bolígrafos? Do you have any pens? ¿Tienes algún bolígrafo por ahí? Do you have any pens over there? Well, por ahí, over, well, there, let's say, there. Por allí, I would say it's like, bueno, allí, por allí, over there. Es más general. Ah, he's over there somewhere. Está por allí. No sé dónde está. He's somewhere over there. Ya que estamos, since we're here, let's do one more, Tino. Right? We could move on. All right, we could move on, but let's do one more before we push on to anything else.
Averigua todo lo que puedas.
Find out everything you can. Todo. Find out everything you can. And it's not all. No se puede decir all aquí. Why not? ¿Por qué no se puede decir all? Find out all you can. No. Find out everything you can. Because if you say all, then you have to follow it by something, by some noun, by something you're talking about. Find out all the information. Find out all the names of the people who are going to attend. Find out all the students. Okay? Find out everyone. Find out everything. Find out everything you can. Todo lo que puedas. Okay? Now, the reason we do these sentences, these translations at the start of our show is because it's a very good way to improve with essential grammar, right? Pushing you into essential structures that might be a little bit outside your comfort zone. Could be. Could be. And little by little, we improve.
Expression of the day.
All right, it's time. We know you're guilty. Eres el culpable. It's time to fess up. To fess up. It means to confess. To admit guilt.
La culpa de Tino que ha venido.
Bueno, puedes... No, no sé. To fess up. It's a casual term. To confess. It just means to confess. What do you say in Spanish? Confesar, no? Confesar. To confess, to fe. So, confess, confess, fess. We just take the F-E-S-S. Fess up. Come on, man. Fess up. We know you did it. We saw you.
Fess up. Confess.
Una mala tarde la tiene cualquiera.
Well, yeah. All right, everybody. We have some big news going on around the world. Let's see what people are talking about in the online world with our trending topic.
Trending topics!
Okay, everybody, it's time for the trending topic. It's Black Friday, everybody. Black Friday. Now, for a lot of people, you've been walking around and say they're saying, I'm tired. Estoy harto de eso ya. El Black Friday ese. Right? El Black Friday. Black Friday. No, it's... Black Friday is here, everybody. But what is it? Maybe a time to do some serious Christmas shopping. But this is a holiday. Well, it's a day. It came from the United States. The day after Thanksgiving, which was yesterday. The Friday after Thanksgiving. It's one of the biggest shopping days of the year in the United States. It always falls between November 23rd and the 29th. And it's not recognized as any official holiday, but a lot of employees have the day off, except for people who are working in retail. So es fiesta en Estados Unidos. La gente no están trabajando, menos los que trabajan en venta. So people who work in offices, because it's Thanksgiving yesterday, and then they have a long weekend, a four-day weekend, people typically take advantage to do their Christmas shopping. So the term Black Friday was coined to coin a term, C-O-I-N, como moneda. But the term was coined back in the 60s to kick off, to launch, lanzar. To kick off, que significa lanzar, empezar, arrancar, the Christmas shopping season. Now, black refers to the stores moving from the red into the black in terms of accounting records, going from losses, hopefully, to profits. Ever since the start of the modern Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 1924, the Friday after Thanksgiving has been known as the unofficial start of the busy holiday shopping season. In the 1960s, police in Philadelphia complained about congested streets clogged with pedestrians, motorists. They called it Black Friday. In a non-retail sense, it also described a financial crisis of 1869, a stock market catastrophe led by the sell-off of gold. Now, we're also experiencing a bit of a Black Friday on the stock market today, as I see the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 1,000 points today already. But this is for a different reason that we'll get into in our second story of our trending topic, our second piece here. And Black Friday is a long day with a lot of retailers opening up at 5 in the morning, a las 5 de la mañana, Dino. And dealing with hordes of people. A horde means muchísima gente. Un mogollón de gente. Crowding into stores. Now, of course, this is just like anything else. If it's a commercial event, people all around the world want to get involved. So stores like MediaMarkt, all these places are going, Black Friday, and they're going crazy promoting it and trying to get people to buy stuff. Right? It is what it is. Now we have some other news. Unfortunately, people, some bad news. You may have heard about this. A new COVID-19 variant has been found. That's right. And it's been detected in South Africa and has caused many countries to put on new travel restrictions. They're calling it the B11529, and it's the first identified variant that's spreading very rapidly in parts of South Africa. And scientists are worried about this one, as it has an unusually high number of mutations that could make it more transmissible and result in an immune invasion. Right now, as of today, there have been new travel restrictions imposed in the following countries, people. Italy, Austria, France, Japan, the UK, Singapore, the Netherlands, Malta, Malaysia, Morocco, and the Philippines. So nothing yet for Spain, but we'll be following this story. Now, dozens of cases of the strain have been identified. They have been detected in South Africa, Botswana, and in one traveler who went to Hong Kong from South Africa. So it's starting to get around. We got to be careful about this. Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break. Un descanso. Because we have a lot to talk about in the next half hour. Stay with us, everybody. We've got grammar, pronunciation, so much more to come to help you with your English right after the break. Stay with us. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, have you heard about our Three Mestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
That's right, folks. It's the Rolling Stones on Friday afternoon. The Rolling Stones. Maybe the biggest rock band ever? Bigger than the Beatles? You think, Tino? Tino thinks so. I prefer them. I do listen to more of the Rolling Stones than the Beatles. This is a song about political unrest and social unrest. There was a war in Vietnam, race riots. Charles Manson was coordinating murders. And Mick Jagger sings about needing shelter, protection from this storm. Now, Keith Richards actually wrote most of the song. He strummed the opening part on an electric guitar, a rhythm that he copied from Chuck Berry. A woman named Mary Clayton is that female vocalist you heard. She's a gospel singer who did backup vocals for a number of artists, including Ray Charles. And apparently, she was pregnant at the time, and she got the call to go into the studio, and she showed up in the middle of the night with curlers in her hair, wearing pajamas. And she nailed the song, first take. And Mick Jagger said she just blew them out of the room with that chilling vocal performance. Now, the Rolling Stones didn't release this song as a single, so it never charted. It never went onto the charts. Kind of interesting. But later on, Mary Clayton released her own version of the song, which did go as a single and went to number 3 in the summer of 1970. But this version came out in 1969 on the Rolling Stones album Let It Bleed. Let It Bleed. There's also a movie called Gimme Shelter, and this song is featured prominently in the film. And Keith Richards played the guitar here, of course, and he overdubbed, grabó por uno encima del otro, overdubbing, layering the guitars on the track, making it kind of challenging to perform live and reproduce the sound. He told Rolling Stone magazine, he said, at the beginning, it's so eerie. It's something, sometimes in a stadium, you start to hear echoes. I'm never sure if I'm at the right volume. So maybe a tricky song to play, a difficult song to play and reproduce the quality or the performance. But it's a classic of any Rolling Stones concert, that's for sure. It's Gimme Shelter. From 1969, the Rolling Stones, the album was Let It Bleed. Let It Bleed. And there you go. And there we have it, everybody. Yep, so we're gonna move on. We have a bunch of questions. Oh, actually, first, Tino, before we do that, we better get into an interactive section for the folks at home. I'm talking about today's Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
Okay, everybody, it's time for the Twitter translation. You might be wondering, you're saying, Kyle, how can I participate in this? Explícamelo. So, all right, if you want to participate, you can get at me. You can find me on Twitter or on Instagram. What's the name there, Tino?
¿Sabes que el Kyle ha hecho un Instagram? ¿Y sabes cómo se llama? ¿Cómo se llama?
I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que es lo mismo, para que nos entendamos todos, I-M, Ile, Millar, con Y, que es Kiri.
That's right, folks. Professional Geary here. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Instagram. E-M-A. I'm Kyle Miller. K-Y-L-E-M-I-L-L-A-R. You can write in on Twitter or Instagram. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Deja de hacer preguntas y sigue con tu trabajo. Hombre. Deja de hacer preguntas y sigue con tu trabajo.
Amo, hijo.
Yeah. So tell me how to say that in English. I've said it in Spanish. Now you say it in English, all right? Give it to me in English. Por favor. En inglés. All right. While you think about that, though, we're going to move on. We've got a bunch of questions to answer from listeners like you in our By Request section.
Request. Inglés a la carta.
Okay, folks, it's time for By Request. Now here we have people writing in, again, on Twitter, on Instagram, and also in our Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle. And a bunch of people have written in there. And well, let's see. We've got, this is Maria. Maria! Who writes in in the Facebook group and says, Hi, Kyle. I'm a listener from Madrid. I was wondering if you could explain the different meanings of the phrasal verb to figure out. I usually watch an American... or American TV shows, and they use it all the time. Thank you so much. Okay. And congratulations on your show. Well, thank you. Okay, well, thank you, Maria. So Maria has asked this question to figure out. ¿Qué es averiguar? To figure out. But, well, there's figure out and find out. Find out is more passive. Figure out is you're really making an effort. You're maybe doing calculations. You're trying to determine an answer. We need to figure out the fastest way to get there. We need to figure out how to solve the problem. We're trying to figure out the solution. We're trying to figure out how many people can fit at the table. To figure out. Like to determine. And this is we call this a separable phrasal verb because we can separate the verb and the preposition and we put that pronoun in the middle. ¿Qué es eso? Pronoun? What's all that all about? Well, it's that it, him, her, it, that stuff, right? So we say to figure out, figure it out. To figure the problem out, to figure the answer out, to figure something else out. Okay? So to figure out a solution, actually this one is very separable because sometimes we separate this one even when it's not the pronoun. With most separable phrasal verbs, We only separate them when we have a, when we introduce the pronoun and we use it, for example. But in this case, we use, we can separate anytime. Figure the answer out. Figure the solution out. Figure the problem out. Figure the capacity. We need to figure the capacity out. We need to figure the whatever out, okay? So figure it out. Thank you, Maria. Folks, if you have questions, the Facebook group, no cuesta nada. The Facebook group is free. Join the fun. Send me your questions. Jaime is in the mix, and he says, hi, Kyle. Good morning. Not long ago, I asked you a question about the meaning of two words, and they were sneak and snitch. I think you answered them on your program, but I couldn't listen because iVox had failed. Yeah, but I think it's fixed now. Está arreglado, ¿no, Tino? iVox is back, everybody. iVox is back. So make sure you download the iVox app, and you can subscribe to the Drive Time show and not miss a trick, not miss an episode. But he says, what's the difference between sneak and snitch? Well, they're totally different. No tiene nada que ver. I don't see any similarity, really. But, well, to sneak is typically to stealthily move. To sneak into a room, like, almost like, if you're, I don't know what you call this in Spanish, Tino, but if you walk quietly without anybody knowing, andar silenciosamente, un ladrón entrando en una casa, without anybody noticing, he quietly opens the window and he sneaks in. Someone snuck in. The verb to sneak, sneak. Let me see. I don't have the noun. I don't have the verb here. I consider this a verb. It says furtivo, but eso no es, but I'm looking for the verb. Okay. To move silently. Andar a hurtadillas. But what are hurtadillas for you? Yeah, we don't know. Sneaking in. Someone snuck, and it's an irregular verb. Every day I sneak, yesterday I snuck. Now, we can also say to sneak something, like to take something without being noticed, like I snuck a cookie. I went to a dinner party, and my friend was barbecuing. He was making hamburgers. But when nobody was looking, I was hungry, so I snuck a cookie. Do you understand that one, Tino? I snuck a cookie. Means I ate the cookie before. Nobody knew. I was very sneaky, and I snuck a cookie. Okay? The verb to sneak. So to sneak around, to sneak in, to sneak whatever, you know, to sneak into a place. Now, the other one he asked about is the word, snitch, S-N-I-T-C-H. Now, snitch is, typically a snitch is to tell on someone. I don't know how to say that in Spanish either. Snitch. Soplón. No? He says, hey, I saw him do it. He was late. Bueno, el chivato, ¿no? He was late to work. Nobody knows except I saw him and I tell everybody, ah, look, mira. Ha llegado tarde. He arrived late. Now, I'm the snitch. And the person says, come on, man, don't snitch on me. Right? And it's like they do this in prison, in la cárcel, right? They say, you don't snitch on people. Cobarde. Yeah, well, It's not good to snitch on people in prison because then they get mad at you and they possibly kill you, right? We have the other expression, they say snitches get stitches. You know, stitch is stitch when they do the... Cuando te arreglan una corte, si te cortan la cabeza, and they con hilo para cerrar la herida. Le cosen, they sew it up. But you don't have another term? I went to the, for example, I went to the doctor, I cut my elbow, I went to the doctor, he gave me 3 stitches. The doctor gave me 3, right? What do you say? Me coso 3 veces. Me cosió. 3 veces, or 3, I don't know what they're called, but in English it's a stitch. How many stitches did you get? I got 3 stitches. Puntos. All right, los puntos, that's what it is. So I guess snitch would be un soplón, no? So they say in English, they say snitches get, in prison, snitches get stitches. Los soplones llegan puntos, pero puntos de coser, no? Because it means you're going to get injured, you're going to get hurt. Someone's going to hurt you if you tell, you know, hey, he stole my whatever. He stole my food. Hey. Yeah, and then you get in trouble and they come into your jail cell and beat you up or do bad things to you.
Beep, bump, beep.
Yeah, so I read. Exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah. Yeah. Beep, bump, beep. Yeah, so you got to be careful. But I've never been to jail, and I hope not. I don't want to go there. I don't think it's a good time. I've watched enough TV shows to realize that it's not a nice place to be. It's not a good place to spend any amount of time. Laura has a question. Laura has a question. Sneak a hurtadillas, says Born to Iron Man. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Laura says, hi, Kyle. I also asked you a question about the difference between under and below that day. Yeah, true, I did. Oh, she says, could you repeat it? Okay. Well, I talked about that on the show and how under, these are very similar, so muy parecidos. But I would say that below often implies movement. The metro goes below the city. If it goes under the city as well, it goes under my house. The metro goes under my house. It goes below my house. You could say either one. The opposite is over and above. But over, so over would be por encima de. It went over. Typically, above means of a higher altitude, whereas over means it's in this vertical plane, and under would also be in the vertical plane. So directly above, but above could be, yeah, over I would say is like directly above. And then under, directly, or say below would be like directly under, let's say. But hey. Or directly below. Or under would be like directly below. Implying above means of a higher altitude. So if I'm standing up, I can see way down the hall. Even if there are many people, I can see way down the hall because my eyes are above their heads. Many people. Because I'm tall. Okay? I hope that answers your question, Laura. It's kind of a... You can listen to it in the Vaughn app, everybody. Does everybody have the Vaughn app? People say, iVox didn't work. Get the Vaughn app. No cuesta nada. The free app. Get it on your phone and you can listen to the latest editions of the Drive Time show in the Vaughn app. It's completely free. All right, folks. We're going to push ahead. Hey, how about a paragraph? Why don't we take a look at our paragraph of the day?
Paragraph of the day.
Okay, friends, it's time for the paragraph of the day. Day, 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 day. Okay. Here we go. He's not planning to reorganize some of the departments. He's not only planning to reorganize some of the departments, but he also has some other things in mind, such as dividing the sales department into a local and export division. If you want to know my opinion, I think it's a good idea. It's about time somebody did something to improve sales. And that's it. Ya está. He's not only. No solo piensa reorganizar algunos de los departamentos. He's not only planning to. He's not only planning to reorganize some of the departments, but he also has some other things in mind. Pero también tiene otras cosas en mente. But he also has some other things in mind. Like, okay, such as, como, such as dividing the sales department into a local and export division. Okay. Como dividir el departamento de ventas en una división local y otra de exportación. Si quieres saber mi opinión, if you want to know my opinion, opinion. If you want to know my opinion, I think it's a good idea. Creo que es una buena idea. Yo sí. Creo que es una buena idea. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Ya era hora. It's about time. Ya era hora. It's about time. Somebody did something to improve sales. It's about time. Ya era hora. Okay. So he's saying, look, the boss has made some changes around here. There's some changes that are happening. And, you know, he's dividing sales departments into local and export divisions, and I think it's a good idea. The speaker likes the idea, and he says, we've needed change for quite some time. And now they're making those changes. Okay, so now you understand. I'm going to read it again. Lo voy a leer a toda velocidad, at full speed. Okay, here we go. He's not only planning to reorganize some of the departments, but he also has some other things in mind, such as dividing the sales department into a local and export division. If you want to know my opinion, I think it's a good idea. It's about time somebody did something to improve sales. It's about time somebody did something to improve sales. Muy bien. All right. There you have it, folks. There you have it. Now, so you know, these paragraphs are very useful. They're real English. You know, there's nothing fake about them. These are real situational situations, people. No, they're real situations, and you can absorb a lot of good expressions and grammar, phrasal verbs, and more through them. Now, I just want to say as well, if you like what you hear and you say, me gusta Vaughan, pero quiero más, quiero clases, quiero algo, I want to know what options there are. Well, give us a call. Llámanos. You can call us on 91-133-5833. Eso es, 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. And, our staff here will give you great advice. They can even request a level test. They'll test your level, give you advice on solutions tailor-made for you. Solutions to help you with your personal circumstances in English and give you classes with the best teachers around. Okay. So in just a minute, we're going to take a break, but before we go, I will remind the people at home. Actually, no. Let's give the answer right now. Vamos a dar la respuesta ya. Okay. With a sentence here, the Twitter translation, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Deja de hacer preguntas y sigue con tu trabajo. That's our sentence today. For the Twitter translation, we've got Born to Iron Man. He says, stop asking questions and keep working. Good. Yeah. Keep working. Now, there are other ways to say this. Stop asking questions and get on to your get on your own. Be careful, Jesus. He says, get on your own business. No, but get on with your own business, you could say. Get on with it. Yeah, almost. It means keep going. Sigue con tu trabajo. Get on with your own business. Yeah. Fran says, stop asking questions and keep doing your work. Yeah, or keep on working. Very good. Rafael, stop asking so many questions and keep doing your job. You can also say that, too. There you go. All right, friends, we're out of time for this half hour, but don't worry. We're not going anywhere. We're coming right back. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with plenty more, including grammar, pronunciation, vocabulary, and much more right after this short break. If you care about your English, you'll keep listening and keep working with us little by little. Stay with me, people. Don't touch that dial.
¿Sabes que ahora también puedes ver Vaughan Radio en directo? Síguenos en twitch.tv/Vaughan Radio.
Inglés Gramática Fácil Ejercicios es un libro de autoestudio que está pensado para acompañar a nuestro bestseller Inglés Gramática Fácil. El libro trabaja desde las estructuras más básicas hasta las más complejas a través de ejercicios clásicos de Vaughan, como la traducción inversa, la formación de preguntas y respuestas o la práctica de oraciones afirmativas, negativas e interrogativas. También incluye ejercicios clásicos como completar o unir frases. Su estructura sigue el orden de Inglés Gramática Fácil, libro de referencia de gramática de Vaughan Systems, por lo que Inglés Gramática Fácil Ejercicios es perfecto para consolidar lo aprendido. Incluye más de 700 ejercicios escritos, así como 180 ejercicios enfocados en el listening. Incluye audio descargable en MP3.
Consíguelo en nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan, RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? También se puede decir yelmo histórico, como dice la máquina. Helmet, yelmo, casco, ¿qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito.